Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. We're Drive Time, and I'm Tom Cheddar. I'm joined today by Desmond Creighton, the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions. How are you today, Des?
Doing well.
You're not looking as frantic as last week?
No, not even close.
Frazzled, maybe, not frantic. And we also have Bruce Wallace here. He's the owner of Five Star Cars in Prescott Valley. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Tom.
You know, you've been here a few times now. Are you feeling a little more comfortable?
You know what? I almost showed up in my jammies today.
Oh, man.
You know, everyone thinks you wear jammies all the time because I'm always bringing that up. But, yeah, you are getting more comfortable. That's good. It sounds like you got a little cold going on.
A little bit stuffy, yeah.
You think it's cold or allergies?
No, some sort of a little cold, I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, don't get too close to me.
No.
I know how you are.
No. My wife likes it. Brings my voice down a little bit.
Yeah, this is perfect for the radio, right?
Yeah.
So, folks, because Drive Time is pre-recorded, we don't take live calls. That is, we don't take them during the show, but I take them throughout the week if you want to call me on my cell phone. My cell phone is 480-773-3131. That's 480-773-3131. And again, I'm Tom. And you can leave a voicemail, or if we talk, we'll have a nice conversation about whatever your comment or question is. And if we choose your question or comment, you will win a $325 prize. And the other way you can enter, and the easiest way really, is to go to drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com. And we have a little form on there that you can fill out. But win yourself a $325 prize.
Man, that prize package just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And by the way, you can also win a $325 prize package by just sending us in your favorite car or motorcycle song, along with a funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite.
Yeah, and we got some great reasons here lately, too. I love those stories. So, folks, we can't make it any easier for you to win that $325. I was thinking this week, if I saw a penny, a nickel, or maybe a dime laying in the gutter, I don't know that I would take the time to pick it up. Maybe a quarter, but I don't even like having coins in my pocket anymore. But, folks, you're walking by $325.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And these are serious prizes. We're going to go over these here in a second. Our great sponsorship team is putting up these prizes, and we're putting them up because not only because we want you to know about them and want you to use them and do business with them, but they want to reward you for taking part in the program. You're as much a part of the program as anybody. Desmond, tell us about
Prescott Tire Pros?
Sure.
Prescott Tire Pros Automotive Services, your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. Louie and Angel are giving a $50 gift certificate, and that's enough for nitro air exchange in all four tires.
Well, five tires.
All
they do
five.
The spare if you have a spare.
Yep.
My car doesn't even have a spare. Can you believe that?
Yeah, a lot of them don't anymore.
Yeah. And then we have Five Star Cars. I'd let Bruce tell the story here. I'm going to actually ask you, Bruce. But, you know, Five Star Cars is a friendly small town service or dealer, and they give a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience. And I've been there, and I've watched how they escort people. They're more like ambassadors showing you around the lot. And if you want to drive a car, you go ahead and drive it. But, Bruce, we got a call from Lydia, who did a song of the week a few weeks back. And she went in, and you gave her a $50 Red Lobster gift card, That's very generous.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Can we say yours is a surprise package? You never know what you're going to give?
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be a restaurant. My wife and I like the Red Lobster a lot, so we tend to give those away. But there could be a different one.
She was saying that she went to Red Lobster and included wine and everything. And I don't know whether Red Lobster wants me to say this or not, but she said the waiter said you don't have to finish the bottle. You can take the unused part of the bottle home with you.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't know if they realize there's an open container law in this, day. Anyhow, back to the list of prizes. So there were up to $100 of the prizes. And then Auto Works, service and repair over in Prescott Valley. Their slogan is, you won't find jerks at Auto Works. And John and Brianna are the owners there, and they're giving a $50 Visa gift card. That's where one you can use it anywhere you want, folks.
Yep.
That's like giving you cash.
Our newest sponsor is Southwest Truck and RV in Prescott Valley. Gas or diesel from Kias to Kenworth. They keep you rolling and with the right job done right at the right price. Mark is giving a $50 gift certificate towards any service or repair, including getting rid of rat deterrent system installed in your vehicle to keep these pesky rodents away.
Yeah. And, by the way, he told me the Ritter Rat installed is $79.95, so that $50 covers two-thirds of the price.
Nice.
That's a good deal. Or yep. You use it toward an oil change. You're getting time to winterizing here, too.
Absolutely.
And, of course, I always want to mention the Tropical Smoothie Cafe because it's one of my favorite places to go get juiced up. They have great smoothies, and they are giving a $25 gift certificate. Wendy and Chad over there are great people. And that $25 will go a long way toward filling your belly with smoothies and goodies. And, Bruce, I brought one over to you one day. What did you think of that?
That was awesome. I really liked it.
Yeah, and I think they're healthy. I like the mango monsoon. And they also had this peanut butter banana granola crunch wrap, or not a wrap.
Flatbread?
A flatbread, you know, where they heat it up on a grill. Hmm. Oh, that was so good. I was skeptical at first, but it's very good. I felt like Elvis Presley. Except I didn't feel dead. And then, of course, none of this would be possible without Desmond sitting here. Desmond from Prescott Valley Transmissions is the producer of this show, the executive producer. And their company is known for a hassle-free zone for car repairs. And he's given you a $100 gift card. And this gift card's, it is good at Prescott Valley Transmissions, but yep. It has no expiration date.
Nope.
So, I mean, it would be silly to put an expiration date on a gift card to be used at a transmission shop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because some people never have a transmission problem, and others maybe do.
Yep. What are some examples?
What's something that a person might use that gift card for, Desmond?
Services, getting your transmission service, in my opinion, is probably the best use of it. A lot of these cars today are drain and fills, and it's $100 for us to do a service on them, and hey, come get a free service.
So you protect your transmission, even if you're not having a problem, protect it, right?
Absolutely protect it. Don't drive a small problem into a big one.
Yeah. A lot of people have done that. In fact, that's what keeps transmission shops busy.
Amen.
People driving with problems.
Yep.
Anyhow, none of the gifts have expiration dates. I can't say that about the Visa gift card. They may have expiration dates on them.
They may.
I'm not sure. But anyhow, who would want to carry a $50 Visa gift card around and not use it?
Amen. That's what I'm thinking. You don't have to worry about that one expiring.
Right. So contact any of our sponsors, by the way. Just go to drivetimeaz.com. Click on their logo. It'll take you straight to their website. So that's why we don't promote the sponsors' websites, because you just need to know one, drivetimeaz.com.
Yep. And while you're on the website, look under Ken's pictures for the links to the Arizona Car Show motorcycle riding events. And you'll also find links to our previous shows, our podcasts, so you and your friends never need to miss an episode. And, folks, that's drivetimeaz.com.
Great. And speaking of Ken Freund, our motorcycle and anything mechanical guru, he's back east on vacation. He's going to be absent. Well, actually, this will be his last show. He's going to be back next week.
Yay.
Yep, he's coming back. And by the way, Ken's running for Prescott Valley Town Council. Prescott Valley Town Council.
Okay.
And you've met Ken. You know, he's an honest guy. You know, it would be great to have someone honest in politics. Not to say our town council is not honest, but anyhow. So, Ken, we wish you the best in your pursuit. And I think before we get started, we're going to go ahead and take a break and talk about, who are we talking about first? Oh, Prescott Valley Transmissions.
Good job.
What's something you don't want, even if you need it? Give up? Nobody wants car repairs, even if you need them. They're expensive, they take too long, they're confusing, and who do you trust? Car repairs are a hassle.
Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. For example, you'll get hassle-free service with same-day appointments, free loaner cars, free test drives, and our clean, good-smelling waiting room. Did you know that over half the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs? Simple things like air, fuel filters, electrical sensors, and even a bad batch of gas can cause symptoms that feel catastrophic. So if your check engine light is on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Catch problems early and save money. Don't drive a small problem into a big one. Stop by our shop and see for yourself or read about our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Hey guys, let's get the show rolling here with our first prize.
Awesome.
What do you say about that? We're going to give away the $325 prize package for the question of the week. We call it the question of the week, but it could just be a comment. If you just have a comment about the show or maybe an experience you had with one of our sponsors or something like that, we'll include that too. And anyone can do it. It's easy to enter and win. Just go to the website, drivetimeaz.com, and submit your question or repair question, I should say, or comment or concern. On the form that's there. It's that simple. Or you can call me. I'll give you that number one more time, 480-773-3131.
We got to call him at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, no. No, no. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. will be fine. So this week's winner is Jason from Verde Valley. And I picked this one because it's a great kickoff questions for one of our topics today, which is extended warranties. Jason says, I keep getting mail from these extended warranty companies saying that my warranty is about to expire. And many times I don't even own that car anymore. So they've got an old list is what it is, Jason. And they also, I also see these same companies advertising on TV and radio all the time. And they have some pretty high-profile endorsers, I guess you could say, or promoters. There's Hannity and Gorka and Prather and others that are like them, that seem to be endorsing them, and are they all that they're cracked up to be is part one of his question. Are they all they're cracked up to be?
So, depending on the company, yes. The extended warranties, they cover, you know, transmissions, they cover engines, they cover a lot of stuff. Again, like anything, you got to read the fine print, know what you're getting, what you're required to do. But yes, will they foot a $10,000 transmission bill? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what we'll do here a little later in the show, Jason, if you're listening, we're going to go over some things that you can do to protect yourself if you have one of these, how you protect yourself when you buy it and everything. But your next part of your question is, what's the catch or catches? That there really isn't a catch. It's like any other insurance. These companies are in business to make money.
Yep.
And they're spreading the risk over a pool of people, and I'm sure they have actuarial tables that show what kind of cars are going to have, are likely to have breakdowns and things like that. So they're charging enough to cover the potential loss when it's spread over thousands and thousands of cars. And the advice I have, I think, you ask if we have any advice, I think we could go into the advice regarding what you should look for in a warranty.
Absolutely.
I mean, first thing
is, do your
homework. I want to say this, that Bruce over at Five Star Cars, Bruce, I don't want to catch you off guard here, but a friend of mine bought a car from you, and she bought one of your extended warranties.
Mm-hmm.
and she gave me a copy of it. And I'll give you a little background, folks. I was an arbitrator for the Better Business Bureau Alternative Dispute Resolution Program for over 20 years, and primarily the cases I heard were disputes over unfulfilled expectations and things under warranty, whether it would be the implied warranty, the oral warranty, promises that the salesman made, or the actual written warranty. And we dealt a lot in my business, which was transmissions. We dealt a lot with these different extended warranty companies. And Bruce, I want to tell you that I read this over with a lawyer's eyes, very carefully, looking at all the fine print. And they all have the fine print.
Yeah.
This is one of the most fair-handed extended warranty policies I've ever seen.
That's good.
So, I mean, that's a credit to you, Bruce.
Yeah,
thank you. This is very fair-handed. And when I say fair-handed, folks, I don't mean that they're going to just roll over and pay unwarranted claims.
Mm-hmm.
But what they use to determine what is a justified claim is very fair.
Nice.
An example would be if you didn't maintain your vehicle. It was recommended you change the oil, say, every 5,000 miles, just as an example, and you've gone 15,000 miles and the engine goes out. That's on you, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you asked for it.
Yeah, you set yourself up for that one. So I think it's very even-handed, Bruce. And I also brought one from a client back in Pennsylvania that I have the exact opposite. So we have two ends of the spectrum we'll be looking at here today, folks.
Wow.
When we talk about these extended warranties, this one from Pennsylvania, I don't know how you would ever successfully file a claim and get it paid. They have so many exceptions and exclusions. Let's look at what do you do, how do you protect yourself from what I call the pitfalls and sinkholes of extended warranties. First thing is, when you go in and say you're buying it, you're at the dealership buying it, or hopefully you're over at Five Star Cars buying a car, right, Bruce?
Yes.
And they offer you the opportunity to get it. By the way, not all cars qualify, do they, Bruce?
Right. No, well, you know, most cars will qualify, but it just depends on what they qualify for. Some cars, most of the ones that we sell are really a bumper-to-bumper type of a warranty, so they're just as good or better than what you would get on it when the vehicle's brand new. And but some of the older vehicles with higher miles, you know, they might drop down to just a powertrain type of warranty. That sort of thing. And if they're really, really old, then, you know, you might only get less than that. But yeah, most every car we can get some sort of a warranty on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the powertrain, just to help you, I know most of you know what the powertrain is, but the powertrain includes the engine, the transmission.
The differential.
The differentials, the transfer case, if it's an all-wheel drive, if it's a front-wheel drive, the transaxle.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, the thing that
Makes
the car go.
Yep.
You know, and not all of them cover the stuff that make the car stop.
Yep.
The brakes.
Right.
You know, the brakes are considered a normal wearing item, but a lot of them will cover the brake systems, you know, the power boosters and that sort of thing. But the pads themselves are designed to wear out. So the way to look at it is things that are designed to wear out typically aren't covered.
Maintenance type of things.
Maintenance. Mm-hmm. Even on a brand new car, they don't cover your tires.
Nope. Right.
They don't cover your brakes typically unless, mm-hmm. I mean, if they fail prematurely, they certainly will. But so that's not going to be covered. But so my first word of advice is when you're at the dealership and you're looking at it, or if you're looking at buying one online or, you know, over a television ad or something like that, they're going to give you a brochure or the highlights of the warranty. That isn't the contract. When the actual contract comes that you get, it reads like an insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not fun, but you need to read through it. And I'm going to tell you today the highlights of the things to look for, where the pitfalls and sinkholes are in these extended service contracts and warranties. So let's start with instruction number one, read the contract.
Now, know what you're signing.
You've already signed it by now, Desmond. That's the funny thing. They send you this contract, and then in Arizona, you have 30 days to read it over and cancel it if you don't want it. It's a just one of the rites we have in this state. Different states have different lengths of time. Some are a 10-day rite to read it and reject it and get all your money back.
Wow.
So I recommend you do that. So I tell you what, we're coming up on another commercial break. This time it's for Auto Works. You won't find jerks at Auto Works. So, John, hi to you, and here's what we have to say about you, John.
You know how I'm always bragging about how we have great sponsors on our show? And we really do. But the true test of any company is what other people say about them. Auto Works Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare car repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from their happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out their reviews and testimonials on Google. So what makes Auto Works different from the other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brianna Lonas, care about people, and it shows. They have a customer-first company culture. John says Auto Works' secret sauce is their team. He says when you get bad service at a restaurant, you can bet those restaurant employees aren't happy with their jobs. Great customer service comes from a team that loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. While the Auto Works team works to support one another by treating each other with respect and raising the bar by helping each other do their jobs better. They even have two employees who are dedicated solely to quality assurance. It's like they're your advocates, double-checking each job to make sure it's done to perfection. They do all the nitpicking for you to make sure your car is working right, looks clean, and smells good when you pick it up. Auto Works makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling work according to your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. And they warranty their work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Creature comforts? How about a clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too? With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. Sometimes it takes a few visits to catch up on repairs and maintenance, but by prioritizing work to match your budget, Auto Works will put your car in safe, reliable condition. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to Auto Works. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. Or you can visit their website, AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And remember, you won't find jerks at Auto Works. Find Auto Works or any of our sponsors on our website, DriveTimeAZ.com. That's DriveTimeAZ.com. And tell them you heard about them on Drive Time.
Okay, so folks, today we're talking about service contracts and your responsibility to read it. But you know what? If you go in and you think you have a potential claim, I want to put some responsibility on the repair shop, too.
Yep.
Their role there, they should read it, too. They may be familiar with some of them if they're companies they've seen before. But their role should be to protect you and make sure that that claim's covered if it's actually in the contract written to where it should be covered. I mean, we're not talking about committing fraud here or anything like that. We're just talking about don't do something crazy that will jeopardize the client's ability to get a claim paid.
Well, too, Tom, I might interject here that one of the main things we tell customers when they purchase a contract from us is that make sure that they get an approval, you know, or before they, before they have the shop actually do the repairs. So they're going to bring the car in, the shop's going to diag it and find out what's wrong with it. And then they need to call and get an approval from the warranty company before they actually start any repairs. So that's real important.
Yeah, and different companies, and that's one of the things when I go through this, I'm going to say, here are the highlights of the things you need to look at. And you point out one is this pre-approval thing. Some actually require that you give them notice even before the diag's done. Mm-hmm. You need to give notice that this vehicle's in the shop. And frankly, they may not approve of certain shops. So they may say, you know what, we've had a problem with that shop before. We're going to ask you to go to somewhere else.
Hey, we haven't experienced that, but that could be.
It can happen.
I promise you, that does happen. We've had two insurance companies actually bump us up to their preferred shops in our area, and you know the same the other way goes.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a good shop, you're guessing, and
okay,
they get rid of you too.
So we'll go through this checklist because I think I hit the highlights here, and you guys jump in at any point if you have a story to go along with it. But confirm proof of the contract being valid and enforced. There's a date on it. They have mileage on it. Mm-hmm. So as a shop, you want to confirm that, and also that the person who's driving the car and showing you this paperwork is the person that owns the car
that
and
they
owns
match.
The policy.
Yep. We've actually ran into that problem before where husband and wife, the car was in the wife's name. The husband brought the car, did all the paperwork. We called the warranty company and started everything. And they were like, no, we don't have any that person on file. And then, you know, the customer lived in Cottonwood, so it was quite a drive over for her to come sign all the paperwork and do everything. We learned a lesson real quick on that.
But they're going to make you jump through the hoops.
Definitely.
They're doing it because they're representing their stockholders.
Yep.
And so they can't just flagrantly pay claims.
Yep.
They're doing it to protect their stockholders and, of course, the company. Mm-hmm. So proof of ownership is important. And by the way, another thing that happens too, Bruce, you probably experienced it where people have come in and they're trading in a car. And they say, by the way, I have a service contract before, and you look at it. And that service contract's not even the name of the person that's trading it in, because it says on the service contract, this is transferable. But they don't go on and read the rest that says you need to contact the company, you need to pay a transfer fee and all that. So the person that's saying, I've got a service contract, when they hand it to you, isn't even the person that's got the authority to transfer it to anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. You've seen that happen? Or?
Not necessarily seen that, but certainly a lot of people that trade in cars will have a contract, and yeah, that we deal with that. We deal with that.
Okay. So then we have following the administrative steps, which is what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. It's dot the I's, cross the T's. I mean, you read what it says to do if you have a claim and make sure you do it. And if it's notify them before you authorize any work, then do that. If it says you're responsible for paying for the diagnosis and then contacting us, then it's okay to go ahead and do that.
Yep.
You know, each of them have their own way of doing it. And fortunately, you only have to worry about one, and that's the one you own.
Yep.
So, I mean, we in this industry, we have to worry about all the different rules and administrative steps that we might face. So read, when you get the contract, read these sections. This is important. The vehicle owner's responsibilities. It's not going to always have that as the heading, but there will be a major heading that basically says, what is the car owner's responsibility to maintain the car so that this contract stays in force?
And many times, I would say probably 75% of the times when we're dealing with a warranty company, they want proof of maintenance. They want proof of service. They want to see evidence that you have done your part trying to take care of the car, that you're not just, oh, I got an extended warranty and, you know, they're going to pay for everything. You got to be respectful.
Exactly. And it's reasonable. Like I said in the beginning, if you go way over on your oil changes, you pretty well own it.
Yep.
You're responsible. And you pointed this out, Desmond. It says on this list, it says maintain proof of maintenance requirements. That's on you, too.
Yes.
If you get invoices, say you go over to the Quick Lube and get an oil change done and you just throw the invoice away, that was your proof that you needed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you'll have an envelope that you can put all this stuff in your glove box. I encourage you to do that and keep records.
Folks, and that makes your car way more valuable, too. When you can prove that you have taken care of a car, when you go to sell it, you have your proof. It's not a take my word for it. It's a great car. Here's documentation. I've done everything that needs to be done to the car when it needed to be done. And people like that. I like that. That's what I look for. And, you know, you don't see a lot of these cars. The ones that are religious on their maintenance, they never come see me for transmissions. Go figure.
It's interesting, Desmond. I could just interject. We just today, actually, we have a friend of mine, just a young single girl that is a family that we're real close with. And so, obviously, she wants a car, and we want to make sure she gets a good car in. But she can't afford a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got a trade-in. A customer came in and bought a car from us, traded in a little CRV that they had for a very long time. I think they bought it when it was practically new. And they brought in a file. Roger was telling me that it's probably 2 inches thick of maintenance receipts that they had done on that car. And just every time it needed the least little thing, they took it to the dealer and had them, you know, do it. So, you know, it just makes us, me especially on a personal level, more confident, even though we do all of our inspections and our driving and testing and all that. Just to have that history in that form makes me feel better about, you know, selling this car to my friend. And so that's funny how that just fit right in today with what you just said.
Right, and it adds value. And by the way, you have Carfaxes on all your cars.
Absolutely.
And most of these companies that do these kinds of services also report to Carfax, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be on there as further proof.
Most modern companies, there's still a lot of small shops out there that that don't use digital inspections, don't use internet-based programs, shop programs. You're still getting handwritten invoices. You better save those.
Yeah.
Those aren't going to Carfax.
Well, you know, we'll get really nice cars, and you can tell they've been taken care of. And that's always kind of been my philosophy when I buy cars, besides buying them in my jammies, would be that you know, I look for cars based on the condition reports of the car, because they're really detailed, and they tell me exactly if it's got scratches or little dents, or, you know, if the upholstery is in good shape or if it's dirty. So I look for cars that have been well taken care of. I think that if someone goes to the trouble of taking care of the car inside and out, then the chances are really good that they've also taken good care of it mechanically.
Sure.
And so that's just kind of how we do that as well. So I said that because the Carfax, sometimes, like you say, Desmond, doesn't necessarily reflect all the maintenance that's been done to that vehicle.
Yep.
But if I can tell that it's been maintained well, just in the way that they took care of it, even though it may not be on the Carfax report, it gives me some level of confidence about how that car's been, what kind of shape it's in.
Right. So also for proof of maintenance, you can do your own do-it-yourself or oil changes and stuff like that, but you need to keep the receipts showing that you bought the filters and the oil and all that sort of thing. A couple other just quick things. Review the covered items list. And, folks, they make these things not that easy to read. Usually you have choices of 3 or 4 different levels of coverage, and now they break it down. So look at the list for your level. Like one I'm looking at here, they have the Pro, the Premier, the Select Plus, the Select, and the Power Wrap. Those are all levels of coverage. Well, if you want to look and see what's covered, you have to look in that part of the policy for that particular item. And so review that covered items list, because if it's not on that list, it's not going to be covered.
Yep.
It's that simple. And the list gets smaller and smaller as the price goes down and down.
Right.
And then probably the most important thing to read, we'll come back after this break, and I'm going to go over that. So I'm going to leave that as a cliffhanger. The most important thing is coming up. And right now, we're going to hear from Prescott Tire Pros. You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem, and when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later, but here I am and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website.
So, folks, I kind of left you hanging there. I said the most important, at least in my point of view, the most important thing to read is the limitations, exceptions, and exclusions section. And they're no joke. If they say we're not going to cover it, if this happened or if that happened, there's no coverage, that's no joke. They're not going to cover it. Yep. And like I told you, I'm comparing two here. I'm comparing Bruce's. And Bruce's has reasonable exclusions. It's reasonable, as we talked about earlier, to exclude items that weren't maintained well. Or let's say a check engine light came on and you kept driving it for a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or if you overheated it real bad.
Or if you overheat it. You know, you got to look at your gauges. And if they indicate you need to do something, you need to do something. And some of them would indicate it's justified to tow it, don't drive it, to the repair shop.
Right.
And they even include towing benefits on these plants. Mm-hmm. So you have no excuse if you have a serious disabling condition that pops up to not tow it. Now, by comparison, as I say, the one that Bruce sells, reasonable exclusions. The one that I'm holding here that you can't see has multiple pages of things that are listed. And they aren't listed like one item and then the next line, one item and the next line. This list is written like a letter.
Wow.
And it's one thing after another. And just reading through that list is like you can't even get your head around it.
Hmm. Wow.
And as you read through this, you start looking and you're going, how on earth could anyone successfully file a claim? And they have two lists. They have lists of things that they aren't going to cover, but then they have lists of things that can cause you to not have coverage. For instance, this company will not pay for anything that you didn't get pre-authorization to do, even if it was an emergency. Mm. It even excludes emergency repairs. But this is the one that blows my mind. They say any damage determined to be direct or probable cause of a pre-existing mechanical issue, whether it's known or unknown at the time you bought the car.
Mm-hmm.
How do you protect yourself against a pre-existing thing you don't know about?
That they think might be.
But yeah. I mean, talk Lord. About a way to get out of any claim.
Yeah.
And then they have another thing in here. By the way, when I say they, this isn't Bruce's plan. This is the other one. I'm not going to name them. You can call me and I'll tell you the name of it, but I'm not going to do it on the air. Any reported breakdowns that are not covered must be repaired.
Mm-hmm.
So you report a breakdown, and they say, we're not going to cover it. You still have to repair it out of your pocket,
yeah,
or other claims will not be honored later.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Technical service bulletins must be done. Well, I could understand a recall.
Absolutely.
Because you get a recall notice, and it says, this is a problem with this car, and you need to get in. Usually recalls are safety notices, but everyone gets notified of these.
Yep.
But technical service bulletins are internal documents within the dealership network, the particular brand. Let's just use Toyota as an example. That'll go to the service department of the Toyota dealership, and it'll say, this make and model and this series of serial numbers may have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if a customer comes in complaining of this particular malfunction, this technical service bulletin is what you need to do.
Yep.
But the customer never knows about it.
No. That is strictly for the repair side of the industry. We have access to service bulletins through our programs that we pay for. And it's weird off-the-wall things that the manufacturer has ran into, or a specific procedure and updated fluid. When you're servicing, use this fluid instead of this fluid, we're discontinuing it. It's just things to make the technicians more proficient, not a recall and not a safety concern. Just to include that, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and frankly, you could have TSBs about your car that the issue never even comes up. The problem never manifests.
Tom, I can tell you that my truck has over 75 service bulletins on it, and I've noticed one.
Yeah. And so imagine that they're going to go through this list, and they're going to say, well, we're not going to rebuild your transmission because you need a transmission rebuild because there was a technical service bulletin that came out about your transmission, even though it's unrelated to what you're experiencing.
Yep.
This one will blow your mind, guys. They're not going to pay for any damage or malfunction that's due to an already worn out or malfunctioning part.
Wow.
Well, what's going to cause the malfunction? Well, it's going to be something broke, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's big. In my industry, transmissions, clutches slip, transmissions slip. They don't slip because the clutch failed. I mean, maybe if you got a 500,000 miles on it, then maybe a clutch is worn out. A clutch fails and slips because something else is wrong.
And they're going to say, we're not going to cover it.
Yeah.
Because that something else isn't what was malfunctioning.
Call Tom and stay away from this company.
And then the last one here is any repair due to loss of lubrication. Well, if you run it out of oil, I get it. But a lot of failures cause the oil to either boil out or blow out because everything got overheated when the malfunction happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's a catch-22 in itself.
I might jump in, Tom, if I can. Sure. Mm-hmm. I know that you had talked about a lot about what they won't cover, and a lot of times they don't. But I will say that if someone is thinking of an extended contract, service contract, most of the ones we sell are done at the same time they buy a car. And that just makes sense because if they're financing especially, they can include it in the financing. And it works out to, you know, you hear a lot of these warranty companies advertising on the radio. And I've checked into it a little bit, and we can get a better warranty for about half the price of what they're advertising.
Sure.
And so it runs about, it seems like most of the time it runs about $40 to $50 a month for a person, and they include that in their financing. It becomes real easy to do. And I tell people, you know, you're not really paying $40 or $50 a month for a warranty per se. You're paying $40, $50 a month for peace of mind.
Yep.
That's a good
you
point.
Know, and, yeah. And how much is that worth? I mean, that's, what do they say? That's priceless, right?
Well, the peace of mind is, but you have false peace of mind with some of these plans.
Yeah. So I wanted to say that, but we have, in buying it, and incidentally, we can sell people service contracts, extended warranties, even though they don't buy a car from us. If they want to get something, they hear something on the radio, they can come in. We can sell them this warranty that you're talking about, which we think is a very good warranty.
As do I.
Yeah, and we can sell them that to them even if they don't buy a car from us. The thing that I tell people, and thing that I believe about buying it from a dealer as opposed to buying it from, you know, some big internet thing on the radio, is that many times we become an advocate for our customers when they purchase these contracts from us. So if they do get turned down on a claim like you mentioned, many times we've been very successful at calling the company and advocating for the customer and getting them to go ahead and cover it.
Sure, because they want you to keep selling it for
them, right? and we've had real good success with that.
So there's a back
That's
door
awesome.
For you too, but the shop should be your front man. Your shop should be your primary advocate. And a lot of shops are just too careless with it in my mind. But I know Desmond, I know you, and all of our sponsors, they take really good care of people with these. I have two more quick things, then we need to move to the next segment. I've already talked about the warning lights and the TSBs, but definitions is another section. And it's particularly their definition of what a breakdown is versus normal wear. In your case, Bruce, it says normal wear can lead to a breakdown, and that's good. I mean, because they consider it a breakdown. This other plan I'm telling you about, it says if normal wear caused the breakdown, it's not covered.
Oh, man.
Well, where do you draw the line on that one?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parts wear out.
They
break down.
Well, a lot of these companies, believe it or not, they're not in the business to fix people's cars. They're in business to get out of fixing people's cars.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So I think a good quality company is definitely worth it.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth it. You're right.
Well, we've had many, many instances where I've actually talked to the customers that have used their warranties over and over down the road. And most of the ones we sell, they'll go up to 100,000 miles on top of what the car has when they buy it. So they have a lot of time in miles usually for these warranties. And I've talked to a lot of happy customers who are really glad that they had the warranties.
All you need is one claim.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's going to more than cover the cost of it.
One transmission rebuild.
Yeah.
So, Gregory, I think before we turn the page into the next segment, we'll go ahead and go to a break here, and we'll tell the folks about Southwest Truck and RV.
You know, I always say how great it is to have show sponsors we can endorse. That's why I interview each of our sponsors first. I always ask, why should customers do business with your company rather than a competitor who does essentially the same stuff you do? When I asked Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV, he said, that's simple. It's because they'll get the right job done right for the right price. Mark explained that the right job is the one that solves the problem. It begins with an accurate diagnosis, and that requires experienced certified technicians with the right equipment to pinpoint the problem. Done right means not just fixing the problem, but fixing the cause of the problem so it stays fixed. When it comes to price, nobody wants to spend a dime on repairs, but the right price is the one that provides the most value. And to add even more value, they back their work with a lifetime nationwide workmanship warranty. Another way I vet a sponsor is to ask other shops what they think of them. When I asked around, other shops told me they've even referred their customers to Southwest Truck and RV when the job called for it. If other shops trust them, you know you can trust Southwest Truck and RV for the right job done right at the right price. Gas or diesel, from Kias to Kenworths, they'll keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. Southwest Truck and RV is located on Long Mesa Drive, just 700 yards east of Robert Road in Prescott Valley. Click their logo on drivetimeaz.com and tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. Hey, Bruce, enough about warranties.
Okay.
Now let's talk about what we're warrantying.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's talk about some of your cars, Bruce. I see you brought some extra special cars in here to talk about today. And I know that all your cars go through a bumper-to-bumper inspection, and any repairs that are needed are done, and they get detailed, and you have Carfax reports, and you even put a little in-house warranty on it that isn't even required under Arizona state law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a more of a powertrain type of warranty.
Correct.
But let's talk about, did you bring us a sample of each, a car, a truck, and an SUV?
Well, I brought some cars along. You know, one of the things that we're pretty excited about that we started recently within the last couple of months was what we call the auction lane. And so cars that we've had too long for one reason or the other, you know, you can get the nicest car in the world and you think it's going to sell tomorrow, and for some reason you just won't have the right person come in looking for that car. So we're taking some of the vehicles that we've had on our lot for a while and putting them in this auction lane that we call it, and literally reducing the price to cost or below. Just to give people an opportunity to buy a nice car, because they're the same cars as our frontline cars. They've gone through all the same inspection process. Our lead mechanic drives all of our cars at least 75 miles. So we go over and above to make sure that the cars don't have any problems that are known before we sell them. And then that's why we do put that little warranty you mentioned. Whether they buy an extended service contract or not, they are covered with us for 1,000 miles, or 30 days, and that is a powertrain warranty. Although we've pretty much take care of people, if you know that's the main thing. So,
do these cars qualify for the extended warranties?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. All the cars that we sell, you
can good deal, and you can get a warranty on them.
Yeah,
there you go.
So, just as an example, you know, we've got a few. For instance, we have this 13 Hyundai Genesis, which is a really nice little car. We use a third-party condition report, so when we buy these cars, they inspect them, like I mentioned earlier, and check for the condition of the car inside.
This is the Hyundai Genesis?
Yes.
I saw that car the other day. It's a beauty.
Yeah. Well, it came in as a 4.2 out of 5, which is a really good condition report. But it's got a great maintenance history. You know, we put the Carfaxes on all the cars so you can see at least what's reported. And this one has a real good maintenance history on it. It has lots of neat things. It's got an I4 turbo motor, so it's really fun to drive. But anyways, that particular car, our cost on that car, and, you know, we're happy to show a customer our files, and you can see what we paid for it and what we have in it. But we have $13,775 in that car. We have it advertised on Auction Lane right now for $11,995.
Huh.
So it's just a really good buy for someone looking for a fun little.
Desmond's looking like you just found a buyer.
Yeah. Well, they totaled. I had one of my loaner cars totaled, and I'm fighting the insurance company to get a settlement, but I need to buy a couple of more cars.
Well, there you go. I mean, so
isn't
great.
The Genesis their Hyundai's top of the line car?
It is.
It's one with the BMW logo on it.
Yeah. Nice.
Now this is the coupe, you know, a little fun two-door coupe.
That might not work as a loaner, Desmond, being a two-door.
I mean, I need all kinds of cars.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a beauty. I saw it.
Gets 27 miles a gallon. Nice little car. Now, the next one we've got is a Honda Ridgeline pickup truck, which are very popular. But who knows? It's a white color. And I mean, everything about it is sweet, but for some reason we've had it for a while. So we put it on there. It's an all-wheel drive. You know, it's a Honda pickup. It's got the backup camera and remote start and premium leather interior and panoramic moonroof, you know, tow package. It's got all the good stuff on it. It's only got 74,000 miles. Our cost on that is $31,040, and we've got it on Auction Lane for $29,288. So that's a real good buy on a really sweet truck. Here's another Honda Accord. People really like the Honda product, the Accords. Again, this is an EX model, so it's got a moonroof and an 10-way power driver seat, all that sort of thing. And incidentally, this one actually gets 36 miles a gallon. We've got $21,896 in that one. We've got it in Auction Lane for
$17,995. Holy cow.
So there's quite a few different things. And then I brought a few
you're
more.
You're not going to be able to afford to advertise with us anymore. But
yeah, well, so, we also have a really nice Titan Platinum Reserve Titan Crew Cab. It's got a V8 motor in it and, you know, all the tow package and all the premium leather, all kinds of stuff on it, and that one we've got $33,189 costs. It's on Auction Lane for $32,188.
Well, let's talk about that one a little more.
Yeah,
that should be a popular car. That shouldn't even have been there for more than a few days.
Yeah, well, who knows? You know, if I knew that, we'd be real a lot more successful than we are. But we buy cars. I buy the cars thinking, man, this is going to be a slam dunk. You know, we're going to.
But it's even got a tow package.
Yeah, I mean, it's got everything. Not only is it just a pickup truck, but it's a Platinum Reserve, so being four-wheel drive and all that, you know, you can use it for work or whatever you need to, but it, I mean, it'll treat you right. It's got all the
and we're coming
amenities.
Into four-wheel drive season here.
Yeah, it's got it's got a Rockford Fosgate 12 speaker audio system, you know, Bluetooth, and you know, you name it, it's got all that stuff.
Bloodliner.
So that's another example of an Auction Lane vehicle. And then we also, all of our cars that are not an Auction Lane are priced well. We have one that just for instance, we have a really sweet little 13 BMW 3 Series 328i that's a red color. Just a nice, nice car, a great maintenance history. And, you know, it's got the leather interior and moonroof and all that. And that one actually shows up on cars.com. You can see our inventory there as well as a great deal. So we have lots of good deals besides the Auction Lane. But the Auction Lane, if anybody's looking to grab something and save some money, that's a good way to go.
You didn't give us the price on that last one.
That one's that one is $13,788 for that.
The same as its year. $13,000 for 2013. Mm-hmm. But it's a BMW. Wow.
And just a nice little car, yeah.
How many miles on that one?
That one has 94.
So under 100.
Yeah, these cars are just broken in.
Yeah, BMW, they're a quarter of a million mile car. Easy, right? Yeah. If they're maintained.
I think most cars anymore are, to tell you the truth.
They really agree.
But the Mercedes, the BMW, they're all over-engineered.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Well, I have an affinity for BMWs because that's my initial, so I've always liked BMWs a lot. And I drive a 740, which is a super nice car, but we do sell quite a few different types of BMWs as well. So
yes, I'm liking this 2005 BMW 6 Series.
Oh, yeah. That one's priced really well.
On a 2005?
But how much is it, Gregory?
$99.95.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Priced really well. And that's a sweet little car. That's a fun car to drive.
A two-door?
Yep.
Yes.
And that's you're going to go down and buy it this afternoon, Gregory?
Well, I might make an appointment for a test drive. You never know. There you go.
I'm happy to have you chiming in, Gregory. Thank you for that.
Awesome.
So we have time for one more if you have another one, Bruce.
Okay, another car. We have this. We have a really sweet Enclave for people that are looking for a third row SUV. This fits the bill.
I have a friend that just bought an Enclave. And he couldn't find one in a light color. What color is this one?
This one's a darker color, too. Uh-huh. It's a brown color, really pretty brown. But it's a 17 Buick Enclave. It's called the Leather Sport, so it has a leather interior and blind spot alert and dual moonroof, dual power heated seats. Wow. Like I mentioned, it's got the third row bench seat. Just a super nice car if you've ever drove a Buick Enclave. They're just an upgraded SUV that's really comfortable.
So I'm going to summarize one thing, Bruce. I've been to your place several times. You know, I brought smoothies over from the Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and we've chatted, and I've looked around, perused your inventory, and you don't have junk.
No.
There's no junk there. This isn't a typical used car lot.
No.
These are all premium used cars, and top of the line even in their day when they were brand new.
Yeah, now from time to time we will get a trade that wouldn't be something that I would necessarily buy, but it's nice enough not to just send it off to the scrap heap. So we'll put a few hundred dollars on it and advertise it as, you know, just that, somebody that wants to spend a few hundred dollars for a car, put some TLC into it. But on that Buick Enclave, I want to mention the cost on that, our cost is $27,726, and we have it on auction lane for $25,725. So.
And the Enclave, I've ridden in it. It's a nice.
Yeah.
They are a nice ride.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't beat a Buick.
So, I can't believe it, guys. It's already time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. So, again, just like the others, it's so easy to enter. I can't believe people are walking over this $325 prize package. Go to drivetimeaz.com. By the way, if you call me at 480-773-3131, a lot of the songs of the week I'm getting calls on. And so they're not going to the website. But either way, you can tell me the song of the week and your reason. I'll make a note of it. In fact, that's how I got this one this week. So it's easy to do. Submit your favorite song, car song or motorcycle song if you want, and include a funny or a sentimental story about it. And if your song's picked, you win that $325 prize package that we described at the beginning of the show.
And folks, make sure you call them at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. If somebody does that, Desmond, you got to buy me dinner.
I will.
This week's winner is Donna from Prescott Valley, and Donna wants to hear Surf City by Jan and Dean. I never thought of it as a car song, but he's got a 32 wagon, and he calls it a Woody, or 42, I forget what it is. She says while she's looking forward to our cooler fall weather, her memories of summer days at the beach will keep her warm. Here's a little music trivia, too, about this song. It was written by Jan Berry, I think was Jan and Dean, along with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Nice.
And it was the first surfing song ever to reach number one on the charts. Mm. And while it's a fictitious surfing spot, you know, with two girls for every guy, I was a surfer. I never found that spot. But Huntington Beach has officially laid claim to that nickname, Surf City USA, and they have it trademarked. They did it back in 2006. So there's your trivia. Donna, enjoy your song and the prizes. Here is Surf City by Jan and Dean from 1963.
Where I wanna go, you know, Culture City, 'cause it's still the one.
Be sure to tune in again next week when Desmond and I will be back with our guest host, Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV, and we'll be discussing how to winterize your RV, whether you're using it or storing it or both. Our good buddy and automotive guru, Ken Freund, will be back with us from his vacation. I understand he's got some special stuff to talk about. Tell your friends about the show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. And don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for more information about our sponsors and to listen to the podcasts of previous shows. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.